The Red Belly Play of the Day. Thanks to Red Belly Sports. Intelligent betting strategies for results like no other. See for yourself at redbellysports.com.au.
It's a very good morning to you, Edward Kennett.
Yeah, well, I'll have to go into the naughty corner. I did tip one at the gouge for you last, but I did fail with the Sydney one that I was quite buoyant about. But I'm not going away from that Les Bridge horse. I just want to see it at 1400. So
okay,
I got it wrong, listeners. I'm sorry. We'll sort that out this week.
I think you've nearly been with us for a year, and you would be in the positive, Ed. But we might start. I know that you love to be accountable, so we might start with a $100 play of the day. We'll start from scratch, and we'll continue to monitor that over the next year. So well done,
mate. We'll keep it going. We are in front.
Correct, we are in front. I just lost the figures, and but I'll start and make sure that I'll keep on the ball this time around.
I got them all. There you go. Don't you worry. Rose Hill rail out 6 metres. Rain didn't arrive.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard anything to suggest that the rain will arrive? I haven't.
No, we just had Lizzie Jels on our show. She says it's a beautiful day there in Sydney, and she's even hoping maybe for an upgrade.
Oh, well, that's what I want to hear. We don't always get what we want, but it suits my brief. So I think, listeners, first of all, when the rail's like that at Rose Hill, it does play very much on pace, and it does play very much near the rail. So try and remember that when you're doing your maps and looking at things. But for that reason, Gareth, we'd go right down at the bottom and start at race 9 because that's the race that fits my brief best. So there's 3 horses that I can look at and the rest I can't for various reasons. The 3 I've got to look at are 8, 10 and 12. Number 8, Exotic Ruby. So I like it simply because this expat's going to lead here, the favourite. Exotic Ruby will track it along the rail, so it'll find the fence. That's what we want, first and foremost. Racing really well, this Exotic Ruby, and, you know, it was there at the finish last start, and it's getting everything to suit this start, and I like that scenario. Tim Clark, I love Tim Clark riding forward horses. Number 10, Instant Attraction, is very appealing because not only did it cross the line with this Exotic Ruby across the last start, but the thing about Instant Attraction is that it just doesn't go in the wet. And I knew it was ready at Gosford last start, but I knew it didn't want the rain. The previous start at Canterbury, it had come along the rails and, you know, they couldn't even ride it to the line. It was just that unfortunate. So here we've got a horse that was $10 this morning, I think it's about 9 now, who is going a lot better than the market knows it to be going. And that's another good scenario, especially when it's going to find the rails as well with Brendan of Dollar riding. So we've got a lot of favours here, Gareth. This number 12 expat, it'll lead. It couldn't lead last start because it was resuming. It was up against that Ballistic Lover. So this is how it's going to pan out. Expat will lead. Exotic Ruby will track it. Instant Attraction will track it. So you can't back them all, Gareth. I hope number 12 expat sits down. I can't guarantee you that it will. But we're going to back Exotic Ruby and Instant Traction. Pretty well much level staking, both of those.
All right, then. So 50 Exotic Ruby at the 440 at the moment, and Instant Attraction's at the 950 there, Ed.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot better price about this Exotic Ruby earlier.
Okay.
Before we launched Inwood, but and nonetheless, that's just how it is. That's how it is.
All right, then. So we should back them fixed odds or tote?
Fixed odds, I think Exotic Ruby, I would think it would not change a lot. Instant Attraction, the market will probably firm it up a bit, I'd suggest.
All right, then. So race 9's your play of the day. Do you have an opinion or a tip for us anywhere else there, Ed?
Yeah, I thought up in Brisbane in the main race of the day there, the Oaks. The Waller Horse Charm Star over from New Zealand. I like what it did. Its previous run, it's got a lot of improvement in it. McAvoy's got it. I also like the fact that it's going to be mid here in a position where it gets to stalk and pounce. I mean, Splendiferous and Easy Fire and Grace and Harmony are all going to go forward here. So I like it. And I like the one of Edward Cummings to Dway, because its strength at the end is just amazing. So backing the 8 and the 1 in that race there, I think, is a good scenario. And just before I go, Gareth, I will say something about race. Have we got 30 seconds,
Gareth? Yes, 100%, Edward.
Race 4 in Rose Hill. Last start, I couldn't believe it. I was sort of giggling before the race when this Mensa Missile was in, because it had been on pace all day and I knew it was going to lead. And there was nothing that could take it on. And lo and behold, that horse of Hawks's came out, Born a Warrior, that normally races dead last back in the field, and decided to try and have a go at leading for the day. And it really brought it undone. Now, Mensa Missile will get the lead here today. It does drop back from 15 to 1,400. It's a really good scenario. And once again, we've got the Gay Waterhouse leader with Tim Clark on it, who's a great leading rider, as in rider of leaders. So Mensa Missile today is a very good bet.
All right, then. And Gator made that one of his best bets as well. So Mensa Missile, $4.40. We'll take that on board, Ed, and you enjoy your day. And as always, it's a pleasure.
Oh, likewise, Gareth. Over.
There we go. There's Edward Kennett there from Red Belly Sports. And, of course, Red Belly Sports is where the results speak for themselves. The Red Belly ratings and intelligent betting strategies get results like no other. Open up Red Belly Live on your mobile or PC and bet like a pro with the day's strategies right at your fingertips. These are ratings for the experienced punter who demands supreme quality. So you have to see the results for yourself. Why not join Red Belly Sports for a month and enjoy the ride? Head to redbellysports.com.au.